welcome to the after dinner podcast.
Oh my god, that is not exciting.
Well, you said I had one tone. No. We've done this like 7 times.
You have to, okay, you can be like exciting in the beginning, but then like you can't just keep the same yelling tone.
I have to keep the same energy. All right, and welcome to the after dinner podcast. There.
Except it's 11:16 in the morning, and we didn't have dinner yet. It was just breakfast, but it was really good nonetheless.
Yes, this morning my wife, my beautiful wife, made the most delicious breakfast you guys have ever seen. And if you want to see what we had for breakfast, you can follow our Twitter page.
Mm-hmm.
We made a Twitter page.
It's at After Dinner Pod.
Yes, follow us.
A picture there. I don't even remember what I made. I made home fries from scratch. Bacon, sausage,
all
pancakes.
I'm just kidding. Maybe not that bad.
Oh my god, eggs. Bagels. Just a bunch of stuff. It was really good.
Bunch of everything. It was way more than for two people, but that's fine.
It's fine.
Yes. So, last week on the podcast, I said we were going to have 5 listeners.
Mm-hmm.
But
we totally surpassed that because we're super cool. Because
we're better than that. Yes, we got
12?
12.
Oh
we
my
got
god.
12 listeners.
We're like so viral. Like, yes. Honestly, like.
Hashtag famous.
So famous.
Alright, babe.
<You're yawning. laughs> I wasn't ready.
Welcome back, guys. And she wasn't ready. What's our first topic? Some YouTuber sucks. That's exactly how she wrote it. Some YouTuber sucks.
Whatever.
Some YouTubers do suck.
YouTubers?
YouTubers. Yes. Like, for example, Logan Paul.
Oh my god. Both of them. The Paul brothers in general are
Jake
just
Paul.
Trash.
Terrible. They're bullies.
They really are. And then it's like their fan base, I feel like the average age is probably like 12 or something.
I'd say 10.
What kind of influence are you putting out? Like, these kids are probably gonna think it's okay to do that stuff, or like, you know, just like treat like how they make videos going in, like, or maybe they don't, but like just in general, like those videos of people going into Walmart disrespecting the employee, you know, those kind of videos.
Yeah.
Then they're just gonna think that's okay.
They wild out, they act really bad in public, and it's not okay, but they're showing these kids.
Oh, it's fine. It's like, funny.
Yeah.
No, it's not funny.
Some of it's not funny.
All of it.
Okay. My wife says all.
All. A-L-L.
I like pranks sometimes.
Okay, but not when they're mean and distasteful.
Not when they're mean and distasteful.
Which is like 99% of their quote pranks.
Listen, this is coming from a person
who
watching. What is it? Falling babies? What is it? What is it?
Falling babies, no.
When kids fall.
No, it's kids getting hurt on
Instagram.
Kids
getting hurt on Instagram.
But that's not like a prank. They're just doing it themselves, and then their parents are laughing at them, which is what I would do with our child.
But some of those aren't funny. Some of them are. They're cute, you know. The little baby just accidentally, you know, learning how to walk and then falls over.
You said, yeah, she watches babies falling, or whatever you said.
Whatever. They know what I meant. At least now they do.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so they're really terrible. And another YouTuber I'm gonna have to call out because
it's all fake and it's so obvious.
Yeah, it's really fake and obvious, and I know he's doing it for the money, bro. I know, you gotta make some money, but
at least be truthful.
Yeah,
like,
you gotta
be. It's like the bare minimum you could ever do.
I mean, Ghost Adventures wasn't truthful.
Oh my god.
You remember Ghost Adventures?
Yes. Something falls on the ground. So your name's Bill? Like, oh my god.
Yeah, it was so... Ghost Adventures, it was my shit at one point, but then eventually it just... No.
It gets like, really? Like, come on.
Exactly. But, oh yeah, what's the name of this YouTuber?
Mo Sarji.
Mo Sarji, yeah. Mm. Sorry, bro. We saw him, or we were watching Sam and Colby. Yes. Go watch them.
Literally, we love Sam and Colby. They're very truthful, and they're very honest, and they're like, you know, it could be something, but, like, something like, oh, the wind, or they don't want to, like, go ahead and assume, like, oh my god, this place is, like, super haunted. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, they're kind of benefit more logical of the doubt about type
it.
Thing.
Yeah, yes. They have doubts. They're like, but it could have been this.
Yeah, but, you know, stuff actually happens. Like, there's proof. We see it in the videos. Like, it's not, you know, I wouldn't say it's bullshit. But we're, like, huge fans of them. And then they
follow
made a video.
Every week.
Yes.
Always excited. What is it? Saturday something? New Colby video.
Yes.
Oh, and your pranks too. Love those.
Oh my god.
Oh, my other favorite. What's the other guy's name?
Corey. Shearer.
Yes.
He lives in the they're all roommates, but we watch his videos as well.
Yeah.
He's really funny.
If you guys haven't seen them.
What?
What?
I said he's really cute.
Oh wow, babe.
I mean, Corey, what if Colby, you're listening,
what listen. If Colby finds out?
Oh my god, stop. He's too young for me. I mean, he's pretty cute too, but like, I'm 22 and he just turned 21, so that basically means he's 15. But anyway, if my marriage doesn't work out, Corey, you know where I live. Virginia.
Oh, are we doing this? All right, shout out to all them hoes. If
shut
my
up.
Marriage don't work out.
I'm just kidding. No. I love you, baby. I'm just kidding.
Love you too.
I'm
I know you're kidding. Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah. Back on topic.
So, Mo and Sam and Colby made like a collab video at this like haunted train station or something. That's where I think that's where I first saw him.
That's
I don't
where
know
I first saw
you,
him too.
Okay.
No, I've never.
So, they were making a video there, and that's where we first saw them. Well, him, ever. Yeah. And it was kind of just
even
like,
in the video, you could tell that, like, Sam and Colby were kind of like...
Yes, they felt like... It almost looked
awkward.
Like uncomfortable, like, that whole thing. And he's just so, like, over-exaggerated about everything.
He is, I agree.
Like...
This week he broke his toe or something. I just couldn't watch it.
No.
I was just like, nah, I'm okay.
And then I was just like, who is this guy? Like, I don't know. I feel like it was just really weird. The video was just really weird. Like, I didn't like it at all.
I wonder if we're gonna get hate. If they get a whiff of this.
I mean, okay. Like, so much hate. Maybe so, but it's our opinion. And, I mean, I would say it's facts because when you watch him, it's so obvious that his actions and how he even talks is overly exaggerated. And it's just like, it's obvious, you know what I mean? But I mean, at the end of the day, he's making his money. He can do whatever he does. Like, our voices are not going to
probably not
even make a dent
in anything.
We're just
average Joes.
You know,
nobody's.
But like... I'm still gonna say how I feel because...
Yo, but I'm riding that clout train, though.
Oh my god.
I don't care. Give me all that clout. We're just some average Joes.
Whatever. Mm. And they made, like, another video together. Surprisingly, I was like...
They did?
Oh, yeah. Remember the haunted... The Queen Mary ship or whatever it's called?
Oh, yeah. But that one was cool because they were, like, hiding the Ouija board. Which I don't like when they play with the Ouija board.
Well, they had like two videos. It was like part one and part two, I think. The first one was they were like exploring it and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then remember like, okay, this is like a reoccurring thing in all of Mo's videos.
All of, whatever.
And it's like, he always all of a sudden can't breathe.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like he feels like he's being choked or something. Like, but that's
babe,
like
there's a ghost in the room.
Yes, and it's like, I highly doubt that every single, quote, ghost that you come into contact with is choking you. Because, like, in the Queen Mary, or I think that's what it's called, I don't know.
Yeah, it is the Queen Mary.
The boat video or whatever.
What is the ghost that haunts him? Tim?
Tom. Okay, that's, like, next.
Tom from Harry Potter?
Shut up. So... They, like, go in front of this door that's, like, totally boarded up, and it's, like, supposedly, like, the most haunted, like, blocked-off room, whatever. No one can go in there, whatever. I think, like, murders happened in there. I don't know. But, like, yeah, they went in front of there, and then they did the Ouija board or whatever, and then all of a sudden, Mo can't breathe, and he's, like, suffocating or whatever. But it's, like, the reason why I don't believe it is because that seems to happen in almost, like, all of his, like, haunted videos or whatever.
We are
so
way
it's just
too
like,
passionate about this.
Are you, like, are you serious? Like, that doesn't happen to anyone else. Why do, like, all of a sudden ghosts just want to choke you out? Like, that's like, one point that I don't get, and that's what makes it totally unbelievable.
Yeah, but we don't wish anything bad upon you.
No,
you know,
no,
do your thing.
Not.
Just
be real,
be
bro.
Real. Yeah, like, that's all it is.
Like, we watched a recent video just on his YouTube or whatever. And, like, I guess, like a ghost, like, follows him or, like, haunts him or something named Tom. And they go to, like, this abandoned
house. And they went into
house.
The abandoned house, and then there was blood. Supposedly,
blood.
There was blood on the wall.
But
I'm pretty
but
sure
it was obvious
it
that
was paint.
Someone
yeah.
did it. Because, number and one, it yeah. didn't look like real blood at all. It was, like, kind of like it literally
it's
had the,
smeared
you could
on
see,
their shirts
yeah like you could see like the consistency of it, like it had the same consistency as like the fake blood you get at the Halloween store, and it yeah. was just like Tom was written on the wall, like it was just it was like
you see
the humorous.
Smiley face Tom made
yes
what
it was what? Humorous yeah. and it was so stupid, and I was like, are you kidding me?
Did you catch
oh and
the...
then he got choked out there too, and I yeah. was like, are you serious right now?
Did you catch the little dick pic he drew? I'm just kidding. No, he didn't do that.
Shut up.
In blood.
Oh, my God.
Dick pic in blood. Oh, like, my God, Tom. What is he trying to say?
And his poor friend. Like, he brought his friend in there. And it was obvious that his friend, like, had no idea what was going on. It was, like...
No, I don't know about that. I feel like his friend's on it, too.
I don't think so.
They
his reactions
collab a lot.
Was...
But I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. I thought his reactions
know.
Were more like...
These are opinions. Hmm. We don't know.
Paulo! Oh my God. I don't know. But it was just like, yeah, he's one that I'm not a fan of.
So those three. I mean, I'm sure there's others. But of course, you know, well, we've been hating long enough. There are YouTubers we do love.
Of course.
Shout out to Dashy.
Oh my God. Dashy Games.
Super Mario Maker.
Y'all really need to sub him up because he is amazing. He is hilarious.
His energy.
Like, yes. We really like the Super Mario Maker videos.
We like, yeah, we love Super Mario Maker videos. So we love Ryukar.
Oh, yes.
Shout out to him. I like Grand Pooh Bear. My wife doesn't know who
Grand
that is.
Pooh Bear?
Yes, his name's Grand Pooh Bear.
What?
And
I'm like a huge, like, makeup video
Sam
type
Colby.
Person. Ooh,
oh,
yes. Sam and Colby. Yes, they're my favorite. The first time we ever saw them was on this one video. I think they're Elton.
Billy D.
Elton posted, Elton Casty, he's on YouTube too, and they went to the haunted,
the suicide forest?
Yeah, the suicide forest in Japan, I think.
I saw that one there.
And that was, like, really interesting,
this
actually.
Was before the Logan Paul
yes,
suicide forest
of course,
thing.
I could go on about that,
yeah.
but, you know.
Let's not talk about that.
But yeah, that's where I first saw Sam and Colby, and then I actually started, I like looked them up on YouTube, and I found Colby's channel. Like, they have like individual channels as well as like a collab channel, and I started watching his videos or whatever, and then I found like the Sam and Colby channel, and I started watching that, and then I told Paulo about it, and I was like, you should totally watch this with me or whatever, and then we both got really into it, so we've just been like... on it like ever since.
Yeah.
So.
And then other people we like, KSI, who's gonna beat
yeah.
Logan Paul's ass.
We've been watching him for a while.
Yeah, like way
a
back
long
then.
Time.
His
like
brother,
when he used to do like video game things, right?
He used to do FIFA, yeah. Before the skits and this, or he did skits back then too.
Yeah.
And the singing, the rap career, and the boxing. His brother, Comedy Short Gamer, really
mm-hmm.
liked that. Right, really like him. DJ Academics,
mm-hmm.
you know, I used to like Everyday Struggle, but only when Joe Budden was on it. then Star, not my thing.
Yeah, I'm not a
yeah.
huge fan of him.
Not a player hater, or whatever he says, but
oh
no,
God.
not a fan.
I like makeup guru videos. Like, I watch Tati.
Yeah.
I watch Laura Lee.
I watch Tati.
Manny MUA. Sometimes James Charles, not all the time.
Funny, British girl.
Like Graveyard Girl. British girl.
Yeah.
I
don't watch. The UK girl.
I have no idea who that is.
The one who is always trying on clothes.
Oh, Patricia Bright.
Yeah.
Yes, I watch her.
I watch you too.
I'm not a huge fan of Jeffree Star. I think he's an asshole. Ooh. And he's fake. And he's problematic.
Ooh.
But that's just me. That's my tea.
Ooh.
So.
I've seen his videos too. I'm okay.
Like, I used to. But then, just his attitude and the way he carries himself. And it's just like, he thinks that he can cover up his bad attitude with like, oh well, you know, I'm so humble. Well, you can't boast about how humble you are, because then it's just like it's showing the opposite, because you're trying to boast about how humble you are, and then your actions speak louder than that, and the way you treat people and the way you speak to people, like, you can't just be like, oh, I'm so nice to people, but then you're a dick. Like, you can't just say, I actually have to, like, carry out the motions of being a decent human. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just not my jam. So.
Well.
Yeah.
I guess that's it for that. I didn't think we were going to talk that long about that, actually. That was great. Mm-hmm. What's next on our notes? We need a better transition. No.
Well, don't mention that.
Segue. Let's do Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo, Young Interracial Couples. Hey, that's us.
Oh my god.
So what about young interracial couples?
I don't know. I guess it's just like, I feel like the world has come a long way with like accepting people. I mean, it's a lot better than it used to be. It could still be a hell of a lot better now. Oh, yeah. But I do think it's like a giant leap forward, and like with positivity and, you know, like interracial.
It doesn't have to be young. It could be any age.
Oh, yeah, of course.
We're just young.
And like, you know, like gay couples, you know, that whole thing. Excuse me.
For us, mm-hmm. Okay, so for me, what I notice is, especially when I go to, like, restaurants, is people always talk to you and not me, and I don't know why. Or sometimes, mostly they do talk to you. Like, I don't know, I feel like they kind of, like, treat me different.
Yeah, it's not the same respect.
No.
It's not... There's no eye contact.
Yeah.
There's no, like... And the tone of voice changes, typically. I notice more with men than women.
Yeah, usually.
Like, I feel like men are more rude to you. And maybe that's just, like, a guy thing.
Maybe. I don't really know. Guys, what's up? Tell me, please.
But
tweet
it's just,
me.
Like...
Let me
a
know.
Lot of people, even just in general, like, I feel like they treat you different, and because of your, you know, you're Hispanic.
Do I look Hispanic?
Yes.
What? Little do they know.
Do not.
Yes, I'm gonna say it on here. Little do they know I'm white.
He's not. He's really not. He's actually Spanish.
Listen, on paper, if they ask me, I have to put on white. Hispanic is not a race.
Okay.
She'll never agree with me.
Anyway.
But I'm white.
Okay.
Spanish people, okay, in Spain, they put their white.
But you're not from Spain.
So, okay. I am descendants of them.
Oh my god.
So,
hashtag only white. If Hispanic is not an option, he puts white.
Yeah.
Well, because you can't put that on a job application.
Well,
you come up in there and they expect... Well, Jacob and your Paulo, like,
there could be a Spanish Jacob.
You know what I mean.
There could be a Spanish Jacob.
Like, you
Jacob.
Put your white in there expecting Adam Brown from down the street, and
well,
Paula
shouldn't.
Rivera comes up in there.
Well,
like,
they shouldn't expect that. They should expect that I am a hard worker, regardless of my race or color or
no,
whatever.
No, you're totally right. Yeah. But you can't just lie on, like,
well,
resumes.
Well, no, yes. I agree with you. You can't just lie. No, I'm not just going to lie. But, I mean, if there's no Hispanic, which there always is, whenever I do fill out job applications, there's always like, are you Hispanic or of Hispanic origin? Then I always put,
which I also don't understand because it's always like a separate question. It's you go through the options, it's like, okay, white, black, Asian, Pacific Islander, whatever. And then there's like a separate question underneath. Are you Hispanic or come from, you know, whatever? And I'm like, why is that a separate question? Like,
I think, and this is going to be ignorant, but I think it's because they want to know if we speak English.
Maybe.
No, probably not.
I don't know.
Or if we're bilingual.
I just always wondered that because bilingual. It's like, why isn't that in the group? And then when you click on it or whatever, then it gives you the option of being bilingual or whatever. But it's like, at the same time, like, my skin color is white, but my dad was Turkish. I could be bilingual. I could speak Turkish and English. Bro, she needs to push his
Arabic or...
But
is
I'm
that
not.
Is that what it would be? No, not Arabic. No. What would it be? Middle Eastern. On the paper.
But I don't look Middle Eastern.
So?
And my skin own color it. Is not Middle Eastern. I mean, like, olive, I meant. Like the typical, you know.
I would own it. I'd put, if I was half Middle Eastern, I'd own that. Native American? Sure. Put that on there, too. But, nah. Just Spanish. And now, converting into... American. Yeah. But this also leads to the next thing. When someone gets fired at work, how do you think it affects the person getting fired? And what goes through the mind of the person firing? So, let's say the boss fires you. Like, do you think they think about what they're doing? Like, the consequences? Or do they just go off of, like, I don't know, something bad? I can't word it without giving too much away.
Like, I feel like, okay, this is how I feel. I feel like those who fire others are, like, I feel like the bosses or whoever made that decision, they don't really ever think about the person getting fired. I mean, it all just depends on what happens.
Yeah, definitely depends on the situation. If you're a terrible worker,
yes, and you have a bad attitude, whatever, then it's obvious that you don't want to be there anyway.
Calling out,
if anything, they're doing you a favor.
I know. If you call out, get out of there.
Yes, but it's just like some situations are absolutely ridiculous, and maybe... Like, people have bad days, or, like, they miscommunicate, or they, you know, things happen. Or maybe even that customer is just grouchy. Like, I can't tell you how many customers I come into contact with on a daily basis, and they are just mean and grouchy, like, right off the jump. Like, they just come up, and it's like, they didn't leave their attitude at the front door, and they're, like, basically, it feels like they're coming for me, because the way they talk... how they handle me in the situation.
Speak,
you know,
on it.
So it's just ridiculous. So it's like, you know, like, things like that happen, and that's not fair, because okay, let's say the person's having a bad day, and then maybe I do something that made them mad, like I wasn't nice enough, or like I don't know, let's just give an example, like, okay, well, I put their muffin in a bag instead of a box, and they got mad, and they're like, well, I wanted it in a box or whatever, and it's like, okay, well, I'll just put it in the box, whatever. But they got so mad because, like, I basically didn't read their mind or ask or excuse me or whatever the case is, whatever. So then they tell my manager that I was so rude and disrespectful and didn't even have the common courtesy to ask how they wanted their muffin or whatever, you know. That stuff happens on a daily basis as well. I mean, not to me, but it's like a problem, I'm sure. But anyway, you know, just stuff like that. So it's like, those situations do happen, and people do lose their jobs because of the customer. I am a sole believer the customer is not always right. They're not always right.
No.
We just have to treat them as if they're right, yes. Because you want the store to look good,
amen.
Your staff to look good, and corporate to look good. So you basically have to kiss their feet and treat them with respect, even though they're not treating you with respect. And I totally get that, you know, whatever. Like, I understand both sides, but the customer's not always right. And I will, like, stand by that until the day I die.
Amen.
But anyway, so, like, let's say something like that happens and you get fired from work. That is absolutely unfair. The person firing you doesn't even think about, huh, they probably really need this job, or maybe they need just a talking to, maybe we can work it out, maybe they can do something else. You know, they don't think
the,
like that.
The boss needs to, sorry to interrupt, but the boss needs to, like, okay, say he gets a complaint, an email. Well, he needs to find out the whole story. Like,
yes, he needs to go talk to the associate.
Talk to the associate, talk to the general manager.
Someone who was there, maybe.
Yeah, someone like, who was there or a witness or something.
Yeah.
And from all of that, just gathering information and make the decision. Damn, I can't say the word. And then, you know, I think in that case, it would be handled whole lot better than just hearing what the customer said and looking at it like, yeah, that was really bad, you know, let's fire this person. No, like, I don't agree with that. And I'm sure he's thinking of it through, like, the business mind, pretty much, like, no, we can't lose this customer, you know, business is business, money is money, and, you know, oh, well, we do work at a restaurant, and anybody can do the job that we're doing, you know, it's not really much of a skill. Yes, you learn a skill, but anybody can learn it, and it's quick and it's easy.
Yeah.
And you could just be replaced like that, and that's probably what went through
mind. It's fine, we can totally fill that place.
Yeah,
they don't think of the repercussions it will take upon somebody else.
Yeah,
and that's not fair.
So I don't think it should be an easy decision, you know.
Especially, yeah. Maybe if they have a good history, or yeah, they, whatever, this is, like, the first, I guess, offense, or whatever, like, but they don't care, they're just like, oh, nope, get out, because it doesn't cost them anything.
Nope, it doesn't. But you know who, CEO should fire? Lettuce.
Oh my god.
Lettuce. There's been a recall on lettuce. I went to the
E. coli or something, I don't know.
Yeah, I went to the store looking for some lettuce. I thought it was just, you know, our restaurant. No, it's nationwide. There was no lettuce. We were trying to make, my wife was trying to make taco salad, and that's probably going to be one of our after dinner talk episodes or foods, taco salad, which was delicious, but it was missing the most lettuce. Important thing in the world. Lettuce. Nah, the lettuce doesn't make the play. It was still delicious, babe. Nah, I loved it.
It was really good.
It was delicious. But yeah. Oh, didn't you have a lettuce story? A lettuce story? No?
I think we should save that for another time.
Alright, we'll do that. Lettuce. Alright, I did so
take
well.
Take a shot every time Paula says lettuce.
Nah. lettuce. Y'all oh my dead. God. Not for real. So far, you know, my transitions have been good, but I forgot what else we're supposed to be talking about.
I mean, nothing. That's really it.
That's it?
Yeah.
No. Look at the notes.
What do you mean, no?
There's more. There has to
be. Why do you keep mentioning the notes? We're supposed to be professional.
We are.
We're not. Really not.
We're amateurs. Really
not. No, that's it.
Because
these are like for just.
Oh, nope. I just saw something that she wanted me to skip.
I don't want to die.
She. Calling her out. Yes.
Okay, we're only going to say like 2 seconds of this. I'm the mean lord. No one else is. The end. Bye. We'll see you next time.
No. So, guys, my wife over here thinks she is the meme
I
queen.
Am the meme lord.
There is a trap lord, there is a trap queen. My wife thinks she's the meme lord meme queen. She knows
every single freaking meme from when memes were born until the transition into what
she,
they are now.
No, babe. She thinks she invented the meme.
I didn't invent the meme. She woke up. I was just laughing at memes at 3 a.m. back in high school when
on Tumblr,
the Why You Know, and like the serial guy, and like the OG the
serial killer guy.
What?
I don't know these memes.
Memes are dope, and they started out on Tumblr, as far as I know, and they've been killing it ever since. I'm the meme lord.
What do you think of the yodel kid?
I think that's hilarious. Yodeling. I mean, he seems to have real talent. I mean, he wants to, like, grow and be a star in a fucking mobile home. How cute is that?
I don't know nothing about
it. I watched it on Ellen.
I watched it on... Is that where he, No. Where did he become viral? On Ellen?
No, Walmart.
Oh.
Where he yodeled.
He yodeled.
I've seen pretty dope memes about that, too, and it's really funny.
My wife also loves SpongeBob references.
Oh my god, I know
that. She's definitely number one at that. But if anybody wants a meme battle with my wife.
A meme off?
A meme off, is that what it's called?
I don't know.
Hashtag
it's
meme off.
It's just fun to say.
Like meme off.
Oh my god.
Anyways, tweet us at AfterDinnerPod and. We will have some type of meme-off, I guess.
Come at me, bro. Square
yeah, come at her. Square up with the best memes. 1-2
oh
meme.
Oh, God. 1-2 meme.
Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Yo, oh, let's get it. I have friends that love let's get it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Children.
All right. Well, I guess that's it.
Okay.
Meme Lord and Paulo out, I guess.
Bye.
Oh, no.
Why are you breathing weird?
Sorry. I get excited. I breathe weird. Breathe loud. Anyways, there's one more thing. So, next week, we don't know when we will do the After Dinner podcast. We might not even have a dinner. Or we might go out. No. We might go out for dinner.
We're going on vacation.
But we are going on vacation.
To Florida.
We'll be at Cocoa Beach. So all our 12 fans, come see us at Cocoa Beach.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, it's our 5-year anniversary. And we planned on taking ourselves to Cocoa Beach on a romantic getaway.
It's going to be fun.
We may or may not. Do the podcast at Cocoa Beach, but we'll be vacationing, so probably not. We'll figure out a time to do it. We'll be gone. And yeah, I'm really excited. Are you excited, babe?
I'm really excited. I've been waiting so long.
Yes, it feels like just yesterday we planned this, but
I know. We booked it like January.
Yeah, we booked it in January. Flying JetBlue.
It's gonna be exciting.
It is. All right, so for next time, let's get 20 listeners this time. 20. Is that too high? Let's go.
Not that cool, but yeah.
Let's do 13.
13, shooting big.
We're going to do 13, lucky number 13. All right then. I guess that wraps it up. We'll see you later.
Bye.